Hey, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from the book of Psalms, particularly Psalm 119, verses 1 through 13, sorry about that, to 115 in the Voice Translation. And it says this: I despise those who waver back and forth, but I love your teachings. You are my hiding place and my shield of protection. I hope in your word. Away from me, reprobates. I am committed to observing the commands of my God. Now, before I pray for you today, I just want to make a quick mention that if you've been influenced positively by Pray Every Day, but you want a little bit more, you may not realize this, but Pray Every Day is based on my 365-day devotional, Jesus Every Day, where I walk you through the whole Bible and I empower you to pray through it daily. So you can find it everywhere books are sold, or you can click the link in the show notes. Okay, let's get to prayer. Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you for providing it for us. Thank you that we are not alone, and that if we are stressed or worried or consumed by something, or our brain is crazy and we cannot stop thinking about something that worries us and we think about it over and over and over again, there is a place we can go. We can go to your word. And Lord, in the New Testament, it talks about we should ask, in fact, in the book of James, we should ask you without wavering. The psalmist says, I despise those who waver back and forth. And Lord, I think what he's trying to say is he's frustrated with wishy-washy people. And so, Lord, we pray today that we would not be wishy-washy, that we would not be carried away by deceit or by every wind of doctrine, that we wouldn't be running here and there after theological gurus who lead us astray, but that we would be rooted in the Word of God. And we would know your word so well that when the fakeness comes and when sensational teachings happen, or when things that sound just a little bit off but mostly right, when those things happen, we will know. We will know the truth. And your word also says we'll know the truth, and the truth will make us free. It will set us free. So help us to saturate ourselves in your teachings. And Jesus, I think about the time where you were speaking to the disciples in the Sermon on the Mount, and how beautiful those words are about being weak and loving those who are outside our circle, and understanding the upside down nature of the kingdom of God, that who is first is going to be last and who's last is going to be first. And so help us to just revel in those kinds of teachings, those paradoxical upside down kingdom teachings today, that it's not about those in power. It's actually about the weak. It's not about those who appear strong, but it's about those who are in the margins. And help us to find those folks today and to love them, to pull them out from the margins of society and dignify them by listening to their stories. Your words in verse 114 of Psalm 119 that says, you are my hiding place and my shield of protection. I hope in your word. And Lord, help us to do that today. I pray for the person today who is in need of a hiding place. They've been beaten down by either other people or life or situations or health or loss of a job, or as I prayed a few weeks ago, an addiction to pornography. Maybe it's just someone else who is struggling with a secret sin that they cannot keep. They just keep doing it over and over and cannot seem to be able to stop. Lord, you are our hiding place. You are the place that we can retreat to when things are not going well. And Lord, I thank you that you are the God of the arms open wide, that in this moment, as I'm praying this right now, and as your Holy Spirit is infusing this time with his presence, you are standing right in front of us with arms open wide. Now, it doesn't mean that you just kind of pat us on the head and say, go ahead and keep sinning, because I remember that passage where you told, Jesus, you told the woman who was caught in adultery to go and sin no more. So you didn't condemn her, but you also didn't say, oh, just do whatever you want to follow me, because your word says that the way is narrow where we're going to find you, and that anyone who wants to be your disciple has to take up our cross daily and follow you. And last thing I remember about the cross is it's about death, death to self. And so, Lord, help us to take up our cross and follow you. But when we're beaten down and when we're having a hard day and when circumstances seem to come in threes and beat us 1, 2, 3 to the punch, we just need that hiding place. So would you be that shelter from the storm of life today? Would you be that hiding place that we run to today, where we can be accepted, listened to, loved, and healed? And so, Lord, Would you be that hiding place today? We choose to run to you, no matter what we're holding in our hands, no matter what we regret from our past, no matter what is hanging over our heads. Today we choose to open our hearts back to you and run to you into your open embrace. Thank you for receiving us, Jesus. I pray this all in your reconciling name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you do get to that place where you've just been beaten down by life, remember that God is your refuge. He is the hiding place that you need, and He is waiting here today for you to just relinquish your control and let Him in. So would you dare to do that today? I think you'll have an amazing day if you do that. Have a great day. Bye.